This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733, and we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm with you tonight at Ian.
And Mark.
And speaking of calling, we haven't even gotten into the story yet about the FCC fining robocallers $208 million and only collecting less than $6,800. We'll tell you more about it, but Charlie is still on the line with us here, and we will take your calls about anything. Charlie wanted to regale us with a tale of driving while license suspended and getting away with it the first time because the cop didn't show up to court. Now, from what Charlie's been saying in his call so far, he appears to be one of the freedom to travel advocates, folks who, and I'm with you on this, Charlie. I love the idea of freedom to travel. It's just, it usually is not a sustainable thing to do for a lot of people because they end up getting, you know, ticketed and arrested and harassed by the police over this. But that said, we've got a co-host named Jay Noon who's been doing it his whole life. So it is definitely possible to do what you're talking about. So you got busted for driving while license suspended. The cop let you go. You went to court. The cop didn't show up. So therefore, you got the case dismissed with prejudice, which is what you should do if you take a case to trial and the cop doesn't show up. It's motion to dismiss because their witness against you isn't there. So they should throw the case out. And that's what happened. But then you said you got popped again by a state trooper coming back from Colorado. And that's what you were going to tell us about.
Yeah, she was a state police officer the first time also. And the thing is, I'm not claiming to be a sovereign person or, you know, even though this state will be a sovereign state, I'm not claiming to be nothing like that because I see them all get the butt kicked because they take it too far.
Mm-hmm.
But, I didn't have no insurance also. But the thing is, like I was saying, like, I'm back called out, I'm making payments on my vehicle. And on that contract, as you're making payments, a lot of people don't know this, is that if you fail to show or provide insurance from a separate entity, they will tax you or charge you on your account from your payment for the insurance of that truck for basic insurance or collateral damage.
Right. So the bank that holds the loan wants to make sure that you're insured, basically.
You're paying it anyways. Yeah. The thing is, you're paying it anyways. And yet they try to tell me that it's not recognizable, though, by, you know, out in the real world when you're driving a real truck and a real cop pulls you over, that you have to have some other kind of insurance because ours ain't real. I proved them wrong. And now I'm going to have to do it all over again. I'm going to have to go back and ask for Mr. Gonzalez's FOIA or his bond, you know, see how if he's bonded by the state to even perform the duties he's doing for the people.
So you said you asked the court for that information, this bond, because this is one of those theories that I've heard.
Judge. And the judge that was going to preside over this case, he don't even have his bond.
Okay, so just to be clear, you asked the judge for his bond, meaning the judge's bond, and you'd ask for the police officer's bond as well.
Yes, sir, and by federal law, by Foreign Exchange Act, they are give it to you on the spot. And if they do not have it, they have no right being in the civic position that they are in that we the people put them there.
I wish we had Jay Noon on the show tonight.
Just so you know, we the people didn't put him anywhere.
Yeah, they did it.
Yeah, I know that. I understand that, but, you know, the same responsibility falls on the shoulders of the state. That's for it. Therefore, they are supposed to have a bond. They are supposed to provide it because if they get us hurt on accident or for whatever reason, they are responsible.
So do you believe that these people are not bonded or that they are bonded and there's something wrong and they just don't want to show it?
They are not. And then when they go back and ask a supervisor about it, they just say, just blow it off. Let it go. Let it go. Don't even show up to court. Because I asked for it. And if they cannot provide it, guess what? This will be a public, it'll be public notice. Therefore, if I show up in court and he shows up in court and he does not have what I'm asking for, it is a federal offense.
Wow. It sounds like you might have him on this one. When's your next court date?
I have to go present myself in front of the judge in Las Vegas, New Mexico. By the 13th.
So is this a real? Is this far from your house or close?
It's on the way to Colorado, which I have to go back to pick up coins. So I don't have a problem with that. So I have to mail in this motion from where I'm at. It's about 2 hour drive from here, 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's never
the thing for me is that, you know, most of these things are just silly little fines that it's a lot cheaper to send them, what, $50, $100, $200.
Than to drive 4 hours round trip.
Not over here. Not over here. They said you are supposed to show up in court.
Okay.
There's no sending a fine or anything like that.
I see.
But not only that, I mean, as rights as a person of this great country of ours so far, you know, I know what the law is. I mean, I go by law, follow the law. I do not steal from nobody. I do not hurt nobody, and I have no plans to at all. But, you know, everything else is a statute in this great nation. It's a statute. It is a commerce. The police department is a commerce. It is a business, just like a Walmart.
Okay? But it's not just like a Walmart, because they'll send men with guns after you if you don't pay them.
Walmart has guns.
No, I mean, they have guns in stock, but they don't send. If I don't go to Walmart, I don't have Walmart employees showing up on my front doorstep, pounding on my door and bashing the door in.
The police claim to be a monopoly. So if you know, whatever town you live in.
Let me give you another example of that, okay? As a corporate, you know, commerce, corporate, what have you, as a local city police and Walmart go hand in hand. Let me tell you how the police here are more than willing to violate the law and just have you arrested because Walmart said go ahead. Now, this is a case of a person going into Walmart accused of shoplifting, which he did not, and he actually paid for those items. Now, it wasn't even over here. The law is over $500 of alleged stolen merchandise. You are to be arrested over that amount if it's been stolen.
Is that a felony in New Mexico? $500.
Other than that, you're supposed to be ticketed and set free and given a court date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over here, they arrest you. The cop asked the Walmart from Knox Prevention, what do you want us to do? She pulls him aside and says, I want him arrested. Because he stole the day before that, too, and we didn't catch him doing it, but we know he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And they arrest the person, and not for the amount of the total they arrest him for, isn't even enough to write down as a felony. It's a misdemeanor.
But if this person doesn't know their rights, they don't know the law, they don't have an attorney, they're just going to get railroaded through the system. Charlie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And feel free to update us on your court date as it comes up. I'm fascinated by that approach, this whole bond thing. It's one of those theories I've heard about vaguely over the years. I've never really researched how to go about asking for a bond. I don't even know what it would look like if I received one of them.
It's an insurance instrument, basically.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Basically.
More or less. But speaking of this public-private partnership he was talking about here with the cops and Walmart,
mm-hmm.
A friend was telling me last night when they were in Camp Lejeune down in... military base, I think it's North Carolina. Might be South Carolina. I'm not 100%. Sorry, Marines. I don't remember. I went through there on a boat, but I don't know where I was.
Gotcha.
Anyway, basically, if you got some furniture from Rent-A-Center or whatever,
bad idea.
Don't do that. Regardless, if you did, and you weren't paying your bill,
yeah.
Rent-A-Center would call the master sergeant. The master sergeant would kind of haze you about your bill to get it paid, because they've had more or less people in the military are more likely to use things like Rent-A-Center because they don't need the furniture for very long. They don't want
to
buy furniture
and then sell it.
Furniture and things like that. So they're more likely to rent furniture.
Interesting.
And if you're not paying your bill, then they've got the numbers for the appropriate people, and those people are they're going to keep their people in line. So
I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that. I mean, if you're not paying your bill and whoever it is that you owe ought to do whatever they need to do to get the money.
Yeah, but the government shouldn't be stepping in to do that, regardless.
Yeah, but Rent-A-Center probably can't easily get onto a military base in order to repo the stuff.
They can have off-base housing, too.
Sure, but there's a lot of people that live on a military base, as I understand it, and there's a damn fence with barbed wire around that thing. How do you send your repo men in there if they don't have the clearance? They can't get in. So,
I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with calling up your buddy who happens to be the landlord in this case in the military. They're running that facility and saying, hey, one of your dudes is screwing us over. There's nothing wrong with that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, coming up, speaking of money, the FCC collecting only just under $6,800 of $208 million in fines to those robocallers that everyone hates. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So we go back to your calls and thoughts, and then maybe, hopefully, we'll get to the story about the robocallers and the fines that have been failed. The federal government has failed to collect for the most part. Let's go first, though, to Bob, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. Thank you. Yes. Hey, real quick, I want your opinion on the stand your ground laws. In some states, they have a stand your ground law.
You mean the law that allows a person legally to defend themselves where they're at when attacked by somebody, say, for instance, you know, in their own home or, you know, at their car, they're getting back into their car in a parking lot or something like that, just to where you don't have to retreat legally? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yes, yeah, anywhere. That. I don't care if it's in church or at the Walmart or a grocery store or a bar. But real quick,
I support
it.
I support it when it's enforced. We're getting both of our opinions here. Ian says he supports it. I support it when it is enforced fairly and equitably, and everybody is treated justly under the law.
Yes. Well, real quick, I was assaulted verbally, not physically, verbally at a bar, my local tavern. I go to every week for karaoke. It's three blocks from my house. I'm not some stranger. Anyway, I ended up, you know, smack-talking another guy that started it with me, smack-talk. It was all it was, verbal. Yep. I get the cops called on me. I get thrown in jail and charged with disorderly conduct, criminal trespassing, resisting arrest, and public intoxication inside of a bar.
Jesus. Were you asked to leave?
Yeah.
Did you leave?
Well, after they threw him out, I tried to sing a Tom Petty song on karaoke. I tried to sing Tom Petty's Stand Your Ground song.
And
the bartender threw me out because I was trying to sing Tom Petty's Stand Your Ground song. And I got thrown in jail. But anyway.
Hold on. The bar, somebody from the bar, an employee of the bar, asked you to leave and you stayed.
No, she let me stay. She threw the guy out that started the fight with me, that started assaulting me verbally.
Yep.
Not physically, verbally. She threw him out, and then a half hour later, I get up there and try to sing Tom Petty as a victory lap, which she didn't like it. And then she pulls me out and calls the police on me because I'm trying to sing a Tom Petty song.
Well,
haven't you told us this story before? It sounds really familiar.
Well, it's a similar situation. 2 years ago, I was walking home from the same freaking bar, which I'm an idiot for going to. I was going to say,
maybe you should find a different bar.
It is only three blocks from the house.
It doesn't seem like this bartender really gets along with you.
No, we're cool now. But it's just a weird situation. It's like a Twilight Zone episode. That we explain the stand your ground law to people. And even though there is a stand your ground law,
it doesn't have to do with stand your ground, does it? Isn't stand your ground about defending yourself with a gun, or is it just defending yourself in any means whatsoever?
Probably physically defending
yourself. All I did was verbally stand my ground, and I got thrown in jail and charged with four charges.
So, okay, it was disorderly conduct. What were the charges? Disorderly conduct and what else?
Criminal trespassing, disorderly conduct, public intox inside of a bar, public intoxication, and resisting arrest.
What did you do about those charges? I mean, did you take a guilty plea? You're fighting, okay.
Well, right. I tried to plead guilty yesterday, or a couple days ago, and the judge got pissed off at me because I tried to explain my situation. He got pissed off and tore up my plea agreement for public intox, and now I got to go to bench trial in front of his ass next week.
Man,
that should be a lot of fun.
This country's a joke.
Yeah, it's.
But thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Bob, and I'm sorry that happened to you, although it sounds like a confusing situation. Thanks for the call. I mean, we only have his side of the story. Who knows what the bartender would say?
Yeah, right? Well, I mean, it appears as though the problem is public intoxication.
That usually leads to other problems.
But, you know, that's a crime without a victim. I mean,
right.
Honestly,
However, criminal trespass is a legitimate charge if you've been asked to leave.
If you've been asked
somewhere.
To leave, it's time to go.
Right. If someone who's authorized to ask you to leave a premises asks you to leave and you do not, you are guilty of criminal trespass at that point.
The question really is how long do you have to sort of legitimately leave?
Well, I mean, if you have a bag on the other side of the bar, you should be able to retrieve your bag
sure.
and then immediately
leave.
There's a reasonable
right. Amount of time. But
if you begin leaving when you're asked to leave, then you can argue that you were leaving. That's why I love what Dave Ridley, actually was our first caller of the show tonight. Whenever he's told to leave somewhere, he always just starts backing out slowly. So he's leaving, just kind of taking his
leaving
sweet
slowly,
time
but,
doing it.
I mean, you know, in a theoretical sense, you're leaving any place that you've arrived at which you have arrived, right? Like at some point or another, you expect to leave that place.
Yeah, but you're not leaving until you make an effort to actually leave.
No, you're leaving.
You're not leaving when you're sitting down having a drink at a bar. That's a ridiculous claim.
I'll leave when I'm done with my drink.
No, I don't think it works that way. If you've been told to leave, you got to leave right then if you want to avoid criminal charges.
Oh.
Look, I know you want to sing Tom Petty, but there's other times for karaoke, man. I love good karaoke. I miss doing karaoke because I work Thursdays now, so I don't get to do it anymore. I just saw the karaoke jock just today, actually, here in Keene.
We can work something out, buddy.
Do you really want to? You want to work Thursdays?
No. That's my jujitsu night, man.
Yeah. I thought Tuesday was your jujitsu night.
I could move it, but I prefer Thursdays.
Anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The FCC, here's a story from Fox. America's telecommunications watchdogs have levied hefty financial penalties against illegal robocallers and demanded that bad actors repay millions to their victims. But years later, little money has been collected. Yes, that's right. This is what happens when you look to the government to protect you from those mean old robocallers.
Surprise, surprise.
That's right. Their job is to protect you, isn't it? That's what the presidents have been saying, Barack Obama,
as
George
they say,
Bush.
Yeah.
They love to take to the podium to talk about how it's their job to protect you, but yet since 2015, the Federal Communications Commission has ordered violators of the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, a law governing telemarketing and robo-dialing, to pay $208.4 million. Since 2015, that's only 4 years. Of fines. That sum includes so-called forfeiture orders in cases
right.
involving robocalling.
Fines that you don't have to pay aren't a disincentive.
Do not call registry and telephone solicitation violations. So far, the government has collected $6,790 of that amount, according to records obtained by the Wall Street Journal through a Freedom of Information Act request. The total amount of money secured by the FTC through court judgments involving cases involving civil penalties for robocalls and national do not call registry related violations, plus the sum requested for consumer redress in fraud related cases, is $1.5 billion since 2004. So you go all the way back to the beginning of the do not call registry.
Keeps adding up.
Take a guess at how much of the $1.5 billion they have collected.
Less than 1%.
121 million. So a little bit. That's more. Is that 10%? Not quite.
100 million is 10% of a billion.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Just under 10%.
They were doing better back in the day. Now they're failing.
The toll-free number here is, well, they were still failing. But 855-450-FREE. And, of course, everybody still gets a damn robocall. So what's the point of this again?
There's no penalty.
There is a penalty. They're just not paying it.
Right.
More coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
40 million Americans are in the path of severe thunderstorms that could also spawn dangerous twisters. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says parts of Texas are being hammered by tornadoes, 60-mile-per-hour winds, and huge hailstones.
A tornado watch, which means conditions are favorable for tornadoes to form from eastern Texas into western Louisiana, but I don't think this is it. We're going to continue this threat. We're going to expand it further east, and we're going to continue it into the late evening hours. So we're just at the beginning here with those couple of tornadoes confirmed in Texas.
The storm is moving further east and into the Ohio Valley. Despite tweets by President Trump, the Department of Homeland Security says it won't be sending immigrants to be detained in sanctuary cities. Not yet. The president said places like California keep asking for migrants to be allowed in. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to join us here. Toll-free number, 855-453, 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
Talking about the abject failure of the federal government to collect on the fines they've been issuing to the robocallers in just the last 4 years. $208.4 million in fines issued, collected under $6,800 of that. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum over at Bitcoin.com, and they've got the Bitcoin Academy there as well. Bitcoin.com, or the Bitcoin
right.
Cash Academy.
If you haven't taken the Bitcoin Cash Academy, just go and check it out. Bitcoin.com.
It's actually easiest to just go to academy.bitcoin.com because there's a lot at Bitcoin.com.
There's a up in the upper left hand corner. If you're on a regular computer screen, it will be.
Is there a link there?
There's like a get started or start here.
Okay,
link,
perfect.
And then it's pretty good.
All right, so we're talking about the failure of the federal government, the Federal Communications Commission, and FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, issuing since 2004 over $1.5 billion in fines, only collecting $121 million of it. Purportedly, these fines are supposed to go to victims, but I don't know. Have you ever gotten a dollar? I mean, have you ever did the federal government ever cut you a check?
They don't seem to care, no.
Right. So where's the money going exactly? If they're collecting $121 million over the last 15 years, where's our cut? You're not going to get any money out of these people.
No,
the money's going to the federal government, and it's staying with the federal government. The agency operates the Do Not Call Registry and regulates telemarketing. Mr. Barlow, who is some agent of theirs, a coordinator of the Do Not Call program, says, quote, "That number stands on its own. We're proud of it. We think our enforcement program is pretty strong." He's referring to the $121 million out of the $1.5
billion. Yes.
An FCC spokesbureaucrat said his agency lacks the authority to enforce the forfeiture orders that it issues and has passed all unpaid penalties to the Justice Department, which has the power to collect the fines.
But isn't going to.
Many of the spoofers and robocallers the agency tries to punish are individuals and small operators, he added, meaning at times they are unable to pay the full penalties. FCC spokesbureaucrat said, quote, "Fines serve to penalize bad conduct and deter future misconduct, but it doesn't deter anything, it seems, if they aren't having to pay them." And I'm not saying that I really care. I'd rather the government not be involved in the robocall enforcement because clearly it doesn't work. Well, I think we predicted that it wasn't going to work when they first came out with this because we've been on the air ever since this this stuff came about. We started this show in 2002, and
it shows it stands there as a very clear testament that the government is bad at the things that it does.
That's what I'm saying.
It declares itself our protector, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is an area where you basically have no control when it comes to this. You can't. They spoof local numbers.
They do, yeah.
And it's
you can keep blocking them, and they just keep coming in
more and more. Right? You can't block the number because they'll just call from another number. There's no good way. If you wait, you know, wait a few minutes and then listen to their spiel and then push two to be taken
never
off
works.
The list. No, never take. Never
then
works.
They know you're. Then the theory is that if you do that, and I've tried doing that in the past.
Yeah.
That first of all, half the time there's just like a rude hang up. They never actually acknowledge. We'll remove you from. No, it's just click.
Right.
You're done. But the theory is that if you press a button, they know you're there, and then they'll call you even more often.
Right.
Or they'll sell your number as a number where someone's there, right?
At the very
you
least, right. Whether or not I'm going to take their, you know, do anything about my car's warranty or, you know, handle, do whatever it is about pain management or whatever it is that they're sending me. At the very least, they know that they can call me about the next stupid
that
thing.
You listened long enough to respond.
Right.
You pressed a button, unlike people that just hang up or don't answer at all. So that makes you more valuable as a prospect, even though you didn't buy anything.
Right. Google has a system where you can, you know, force people to tell their name before they get on the line with
Google
you.
Google Voice.
But in the process, you're losing calls, and it's kind of a pain, honestly.
He says, let's see, the dearth of financial penalties collected by the U.S. government for violations of, this is Fox News, for violations of telemarketing and auto dialing rules shows the limits the sister regulations face in putting a stop to illegal robocalls. It also shows why the threat of large fines can fail to deter bad actors. Quote, "It's great we have these laws. It's great we have the public enforcement. But because there are so many calls and so many callers, public enforcement's a joke," says Margaret Saunders, senior counsel at consumer advocacy group, the National Consumer Law Center. She further says, "It doesn't even make a dent." So then why is it great that you have the laws? What good are they doing? You've
right.
got these bureaucrats sitting there issuing fines. So what are you paying these bureaucrats to do? I mean, they're getting full salaries to sit there and issue out these fines,
right.
and they don't actually get to collect them. And even if they were to try to collect them, it would then cost the taxpayers to attempt to collect, because then you're having the, you know, prosecutors or whoever from the Justice Department focus their time on those cases rather than focusing their time on other cases. So, you know, in order to handle all the cases, you got to hire more prosecutors. So all this does is make the government bigger. That's all it accomplishes.
The best you can do is, you know, if you have a phone service that allows you to report spam, that's about all you can do.
Yeah, so Google does have that in their system now. They didn't used to, but now, at least on my phone these days, I can press on a call that had come in and report it as a spam call.
Right.
And
but if you make outgoing calls on the cell phone, then they're going to get the cell phone's number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you call into one of these places, somehow or another they get your number, and then you're
you get sold on a list.
Right.
There were 26.3 billion unwanted robocalls made to U.S. phones in U.S. mobile phones specifically in 2018 by one measure from robocall blocking app Hiya. Apparently there's an app for that. Another company that offers such services, Umail Incorporated, puts the number of unwanted and illegal robocalls made in the U.S. last year even higher at nearly 48 billion. That's a lot of calling. So, just wanted to share that because it was, you know, yet another example of the government completely failing to do something that you'd think the government could do. Threaten people, you know, and intimidate them into obedience. Turns out, nope.
No.
Turns out they got nothing. Almost nothing of the amount of money that they have issued in fines.
Right. Well, don't worry. If you don't pay your income tax, they're definitely going to come after you.
Well, may or may not. I wouldn't say they're definitely going to. There's millions of people who don't pay income tax, and they don't get come after.
It's true. Millions and millions.
And, of course, you know, if the target has a lot of money, they're more likely to come after that target.
Sure. You don't want to waste your time on somebody who's broke.
They don't. Yeah, certainly. So, the toll-free number here.
When you're doing collections, it's best to go after the people who are flush.
Exactly. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live and take control of the airwaves. That's what we do. In other news, hackers, other sort of tech-related news, TechCrunch, this story was posted on our Discord chat rooms over on our news story show prep subheader. Hackers have published personal data on thousands of U.S. police officers and federal agents.
Oh, boy.
A hack group. And, it's, you know, it's been a while since we've heard from some of these hack groups. Like, they used to get all the headlines. Remember Anonymous?
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to them?
Yeah. Anonymous has kind of disappeared on us.
Hacker group has breached several FBI-affiliated websites and uploaded their contents to the public internet, including dozens of files containing the personal information of thousands of federal agents and law enforcement officers. TechCrunch has learned the hackers
don't like that.
Breached three sites associated with the FBI's National Academy Association, a coalition of different chapters across the U.S. promoting federal and law enforcement leadership and training located at the FBI Training Academy in Quantico, Virginia. I remember talking to a police chief in this area who had gone to one of these training seminars. So basically they kind of import police from around the country, give them the FBI training, and then they send them back to their local departments. The hackers exploited flaws on at least three of the organization's chapter websites, which were not being named, or actually TechCrunch won't name them, and downloaded the contents of each web server. Hackers then put the data up for download on their own website, which they say they're also not naming or linking, given the sensitivity of the data. Well, I would like to know. Personally, where this information is. We'll see if we can give you a little bit more about this, and you can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind, whether it be robocalls, hackers, or whatever you want to discuss. You can take control of the airwaves here on our live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette?
He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event, even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the five best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those, and you'll get on the air with us here. You can talk about whatever happens to be on your mind as we continue. I want you to know about AnyPay. They are the company that is the best at accepting or helping you accept cryptocurrency payments at your point of sale. If you've got a real-life business, you know, mom-and-pop, brick-and-mortar store kind of place, and you want to take Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Dash or Zcash or others, you can do that easily by going to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They'll take you through the steps, and there aren't very many of them. Step one, get a Bitcoin or cryptocurrency wallet like Edge Wallet, which is a great one, and then you sign up for an account over at helpmetakebitcoin.com. And that is easy. That's just username and password. There's no paperwork. Once you get in, which you're getting right in, there you then put your crypto wallet addresses, your destination addresses that belong to you, that you'll get from your wallet into the back end over at helpmetakebitcoin.com. And then you load up their app on your iOS or Android device at your register. That's it. I mean, we're talking about minutes here, probably less than 20, maybe less than 15. I mean, if your internet connection's slow, it might take you a little while to download a wallet app. But that's like the longest part of this process. Is downloading and, you know, installing your wallet. If you've already got a crypto wallet, then you're talking about a, you know,
problem solved.
5 minutes to start accepting cryptocurrency at your point of sale. Get started at helpmetakebitcoin.com as we go to Sam calling us from Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey guys, what's up? Good show, Sam. Man.
Thanks, dude. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to kind of lay in a little story there from like what you guys were talking about with Charlie about the right to travel.
Okay.
I got pulled over and my license was suspended, but the police officer had followed me, and then he turned down a street, and I parked my truck, got out of my truck, was getting groceries out of the bed of it, and he all of a sudden pulled up on the other side of the street and asked me if my name was so-and-so, and I said, yes, it was.
Uh-oh.
And he told me to get back in my car. I'm like, no, well, why do I have to get back in my car? And he's just like, because I told you to. And he did a U-turn and flipped
up. I don't follow orders.
Well, you know, I was trying to comply and do everything because I didn't know what he was doing.
Right.
So he turned around and he all of a sudden he flipped on his lights and I was sitting in the driver's seat and he goes, you know why I pulled you over? And I was like, well, you didn't really pull me over. I was already here. And he goes, well, if you want to be a smart butt about it, he says, I can really push it down, but you have a suspended license. And I was just like, okay, well, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't realize this. And he goes, we need to step out of the truck now. So I got back out of the truck. And he goes, well, I'm going to tell you right now that I'm going to write you a ticket. I won't take you to jail, but I am going to take your truck. And I was like, dude, I said, I just ran to the grocery store and right back. I said, my wife's bedridden right now. She just got out of the hospital, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I just wanted to get some stuff. And he's just like, no, I'm sorry. He says, but, well, then I went to court over the deal. And I told the officer exactly what Charlie pretty much was saying, that, you know, really, it's my right to travel. And I think this is a bunch of crap, I said, because you can look at my record. I'm a clean person. I never got in trouble. Mm-hmm. And
why is your license suspended? Why is your license suspended?
Because I forgot to pay a ticket.
Yep. Okay.
And that was the whole thing. And so I had talked to a friend of mine who is a lawyer, and he told me I should have told that police officer I'm not getting in this truck. Because what he had done was he had turned around and
turned
he flipped
on
his lights and then his camera came on.
Yeah.
And then they had me sitting in the driver's seat.
Wow.
So just a warning to everybody out there.
Yeah,
I got hokey dokied really bad on that one.
Right.
Yeah, you can't believe the police. I mean, they are just so dishonest. They're trained to lie in so many cases.
I don't know if they're dishonest, but they are certainly trained to lie. There's no cop who's going to call in tonight and say, we are not trained to lie. I mean,
they might. That would be telling a lie,
right,
which they're allowed to do.
I mean, quite honestly, that's what they're trained to do.
If it allows them to make an arrest, they are completely within their rights to tell whatever lies they need to tell. In order to arrest you.
Right.
Well, they're allowed to tell lies. So the public opinion of it is they're allowed to tell lies to get the truth, right? So, like, nobody feels bad if you walk into the, two guys rob a bank, you walk into the one, you got them in two separate rooms, you walk into the one room, and you say, oh, sorry, Sammy.
He gave you up.
Spike just rolled on you, right? And then turns out Spike hadn't rolled on him, but Sammy then tells
the story. Classic example.
Right, that's the classic example. However, in this circumstance where, the cop just didn't, there's no victim to this particular crime, the cop didn't catch the guy behind the wheel, he shows up, he gets him through subterfuge to get behind the wheel, or at least, I'm going to presume that the story as it's been told is true. No, nobody's going to be really pleased that the police officer used dishonesty in order to arrest this guy. So that's, that's a different story.
So when
that's,
I went in front of the judge and I told him what had happened,
mm-hmm.
I went in front of the judge and I told him what had happened, and I explained my right to travel, and he took I'd never seen this happen, but he took like a 10-minute coffee break in the middle of just a misdemeanor, whatever. And he came back and he goes, well, right now, he says, I don't think that we need to talk about this anymore. He says, I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out of court. So I think Charlie was on to something, just like everybody else I've talked to about it out there. So,
yeah, it's fascinating.
I just
wish we had more evidence for the people that are, that advocate these alternative theories in court. I find them very interesting, but I find the lack of evidence to be frustrating. There's very little video, very little actual
proof. You got to have time, you got to have knowledge, and you got to have not too much to lose.
Yeah, that's true.
It's tough.
Sam, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Hackers breached 3 FBI websites, which probably isn't that hard. Government's not known for its information security being particularly good. The coalition of different chapters across the U.S. that train law enforcement officers, hackers exploited flaws on the sites, then put up the data for download. Spreadsheets contained 4,000 unique records after duplicates were removed, including member names, mix of personal and government email addresses, job titles, phone numbers, and their postal addresses. FBI could not be reached for comment outside of business hours. In a statement Saturday, they said it was working with federal authorities to investigate the breach. Quote, we believe we have identified the three affected chapters and that have been hacked, and they are currently working on checking the breach with their data security authorities. TechCrunch spoke to one of the hackers who didn't identify his or her name through an encrypted chat late Friday. The hacker said, quote, we hacked more than 1,000 sites. Now we are structuring all the data, and soon they will be sold. I think something else will publish from the list. I think something else will publish from the list of hacked government sites. Not sure what that means.
Something else will publish from it.
We asked if the hacker was worried the files they put up for download would put federal agents and law enforcement at risk.
Oh, I'm sure there's quaking in their boots that might happen.
Probably yes, said the hacker. They don't care. The hacker claimed to have, quote, over 1 million data, unquote, on employees across several U.S. federal agencies and public service organizations. Unprompted, the hacker sent a link to another FBI NAA chapter website that they claimed to have hacked. When we opened the page in a Tor browser, the website had been defaced, prominently displaying a screenshot of the encrypted chat from moments earlier. So just to prove
right.
that they how badass they are.
Got them.
They
yeah.
took the chat with the TechCrunch journalist, posted a screenshot of that chat on an FBI website within the time frame that they were having the chat.
Man.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they pwned them.
Just to prove.
These organizations are security organizations. Remember, that's what the Federal Bureau of Investigations does, is that it claims to secure your freedom. Right?
They can't even secure their own website.
They can't secure their own website.
Can't collect a dime on a $10 bill that they sent out for robocallers and the other federal
right,
agencies.
Right. This is, that's what it comes down to, is the United States federal government.
But you better pay them or else.
State governments, governments around the world all claim a monopoly privilege on security in a given geographic area. Sure, you can have security as long as it fits within the security that they allow, but you can't. You can't choose to not employ them and to employ another service to secure you. So they've got a monopoly. These organizations can't secure themselves. Now, I'm not saying that that any big company can't get hacked. It certainly can. But, well, it's the king, he has on no clothes.
The hacker, and here's the killer point, that they say they were more than 10, they number more than 10, used public exploits. That means they didn't do their own hacking. They just downloaded exploits that other hackers have put together that have been available publicly for some amount of time. That means that many of the websites they targeted, the FBI sites, were not up to date.
Right.
Meaning if you'd kept your WordPress blog up to date, you wouldn't have been in subject to these easily obtainable public hacks.
Right.
But bureaucrats are lazy. Monopolies aren't known for, being on the ball. And so, easy peasy. The hacker also provided evidence of other breached websites, including a subdomain from manufacturing giant Foxconn. So we'll see where this goes next. More coming up. Hour 3, you can take control on Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.